Yes, we can get out under the light. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to welcome so many of you here today. And I suppose it's seldom that one sees a group of people, each of whom knows so many of the others. This is a real day in the life of Haverford College. I'm very pleased to see that the trees that had to be destroyed were taken away before we gathered, so that there was nothing left to lament. And I think it also shows us how the building has been planned so as to save the important trees. And this is certainly very pleasing to me, and I think it will be to many of you. It's been a good many months since we had an exercise of this kind, and a very long time indeed since the library was added to. A library, above all else in a college, must grow, because the books do not become less valuable as they grow older, but there are newer ones that must be added, so that this, like the sciences, is a cumulative process, and the need for it was long ago recognized by many, and you know who has taken this and carried it forward. However, we will save the comments until we get over under shelter, and I want now to introduce Mr. Roy Larson, who's the senior partner of Harbison Huff, Livingston and Larson, who have designed this building and have done so much else for the future of Haverford College, which will be unfolded by degrees. Mr. Larson.